Oh, okay.
Lots of fun life can be.
Oh.
No, these people will be fooling me. Hey, did you get a gap of life on
Huh?
YouTube? The phone for David was the
He's
best.
a
I'm just gonna click and help them.
Problem 2, policy research and knowledge management, any issue there? Problem 3, governance and intergovernmental relations. Program 4, what committees, correct reflection, members are happy. Program 5, on the program there, I don't know, the minister made mention that we have sent a some people there to Nigeria to assist on the problem. We should move on. Figures are correct, all of them.
Yes.
That we don't put figures that are wrong. 100,000 rand is the 100 million rand. Okay. Page 8, first paragraph there, start with the, I think is the underspendition, the meek, or the dramatic. You mustn't use adjectives, otherwise you'll always say strongly, what, no adjectives. No adjectives at all. You can also be dramatizing yourself. You shouldn't put it. And radical and dramatic, we must get rid of it. That is representative. Okay, problem 6.1, community work program. Expenditure trends. Are we happy? 6.2. I think we must also specify how much was given to Ms. Ado. We mustn't say 95% of the available funds were paid to Ms. Ado, but we don't say how much was given to them. We must state how much was given to them. And then 59.8, then of how much is very important for those who are going to read the report who are not members of the committee. The report, again, as we agreed, simple, straightforward English, that any member of the society who got a report will understand what you're talking about. Okay, program on traditional leadership is an area that you have not done well. That's why I think next week we are having a meeting to debrief on this. There's a research paper on it, okay? What issues there on page 9? Any issue, colleagues, there? Figures, I think they're correct. We are stating the factual information in terms of conditions of service. 4.2, financial performance, 2014-2015. Fine with that one. Page 10, between April and September 2014. Budget allocation there, seems it's clear. Report spending pressures. Traditional affairs there. Local government, page 11. First bullet, is it fine? Captured correctly here. Bullet number two, are we fine? Okay. Key committee observations, page 11, back to basis. First, we must just state the seven principles of the back to basis as they are. Just the person who reads it must understand what the issues there. Because you are introducing it now, we've not been talking about it for another area. We just put it in there. And then again, all adjectives generally, we try to downplay them. Enormous challenges, immensely, all that. Immensely, I think we'll put in R somewhere. Wise. Okay. And then there's something there about the expense of neglecting the building. I think we'll take out neglecting because that didn't make sense out of the sentence there. Service delivery. Traditional affairs, that is the last bullet on page 11. Now about death. Of initiates, is it captured well? You mustn't capture it in a manner that makes traditional leaders angry. I know that you want to win them, Mother, to DA.
We're getting them right
in course, anyway, we've got the king now. Are we fine with that one? Is it capturing the spirit of the meeting? Since we are clear, Comrade Carlo, we are fine with that. Matatiela issue is covered. Death. Okay. We are well organized. Our bucket system eradication. Is it true reflection of the decision of the committee? We are happy with that. And then I think we'll just take out there, should be done as true at first, rather than to say to preserve human dignity. We are becoming now human rights lawyers. And then on that one is very low in this regard, and more should be done to address this problem. To address this problem, and then you take out and preserve human dignity. Okay, any issue on MISA? MIG fund?
Just 2 points here. I think the point around non-financial census, we need to capture that on a separate bullet point, not just to put it under bucket eradication. We can elaborate about what does it mean. We have had a workshop with the Statistics South Africa. And then the next point is on bullet point number 4. At the last there, where we talk about the announcement. Remember the minister announced that 7% of the meat will be used for operational, for maintenance. So I think we must just put it 7%.
7% for maintenance?
Yes. Yes, announced.
Okay. Okay, colleagues. Funding for SAGA, I think that's the point that you are raising. Any point that you want to add on that one? The committee also expressed strongly concern about them. Of course, I think the committee expressed its concern, not strongly. Otherwise, we have to qualify everything and put more adjectives. Funding for CRR. However, the committee felt that the request for additional funds was not adequately substantiated. Is that fine?
Chair, sorry. On SAGA.
Yeah.
I don't know whether should we put it in the in this report or deal with it separately, the issue of funding. Because there hasn't been any explanation from SAGA that people can explain. Why their funding is gone significantly down. So I don't know whether can we put it here, Chair, or must we resolve on it separately so that we can engage both the department and if possible also National Treasury just to understand, because yeah, let me just leave it at that.
Okay, there's a SAGA issue. I think we'll catch up with it. It's there, General. There was indication anyway that they're no longer going to get money. And they were very worried about that themselves. But they do have their reserve. A fund of 35 million rand. But if they are not going to be funded for the next 10 years, then this 35 million money is going to disappear. Because they have to go on and do the work that they've been doing. I think the point that Phil, you are raising is that we have to engage with the department sometimes about some of these issues, just to get more reasons about it. I think it's very important that the committee then engage with the department in discussing this funding of the can we go for table of committee reports request? Yes, sir.
Sorry, just on the CRL funding. I remember we had a meeting with a joint meeting with the Department of Arts and Culture with the other institute, and looking into that meeting and listening to the kind of improvement between the two institutes, we raised serious concerns in relation to the kind of funding we give to these institutions that support democracy, particularly the one that is supposed to promote culture, religion, and languages. And the current board, from what the institute was, have did a turnaround of what is happening. But I'm very concerned. Unfortunate, I must be honest, I was not part of the I submitted an apology. But I don't think it's fair if we want to strengthen this arm, in particular these ones that have been underfunded, that we can conclusively say we don't consider that we can support a funding for this institution. I think let's try and not be conclusive about it. It might have negative impact in terms of them maybe acquiring more funding to this. But we've seen improvement. We could see that at least there's a shake-up now in the institute.
and really 34 million for an institution that is supposed to be promoting what we are as South Africans, what has been ignored about us for a very long period of time. And I think we're doing injustice to why our forefathers established this institution. And I think the money for this institution, like 10 cents, and this institution, it's very minimal, will never transform this country if we are unable to give support to institutions such as this. Thank you, Chair.
You are proposing that we should be mild on this one.
If you say, Chair, however, the committee felt that the request for additional funds was not adequately substantiated, meaning what we are saying, we are not convinced about that. We are not convinced on possibly on the road. Somebody will read this or say, on the road and what they want to achieve. Therefore, we like saying to them, they must continue as they are. But I don't know how we can put it in a way that does not necessarily put them in a situation where even Treasury cannot consider. Because Parliament is saying, we don't think you need more money. I don't know, but I'm raising this point just for us to contemplate. I don't know, maybe the leader, Honourable Member, that his approach of saying maybe we need to look in the future on each of the how we can have.
Okay, you feel it?
No, I think this arises from the meeting that we had with them, where they came to present their annual report. And there were just too many questions that could not be adequately answered by this commission. I mean, first of all, they were poorly prepared for that meeting. They presented a request for additional allocation which was almost double to what they are getting now, and they could not even substantiate anyway. They just put the figure there. You just see the figure, but you don't see the activities which were to motivate that they should get an additional funding. We engaged with them. They said no. They also apologized because their preparation was so bad. We were so frustrated going back and forth with what they were saying. So I think this statement arises from, and they actually considered that, look, we were not that much prepared for us to come and motivate for the additional allocation. Just for instance, Chair, I think their budget is around 30, can't remember, it should be 30, not the requested amount, the budget that they were allocated previously. It was around 30 something million. And they were able to settle with the CEO for 1.6 million. 1.3 million actually. And they paid the attorneys almost plus minus 500,000. So they spent about 1.8 to 1.9 million just on the dismissal of the CEO alone. I mean, that is just unacceptable. For a body that has got a budget of 36 million to spend almost 2 million on the settlement of the CEO. And even in addition to that, there was money which was not even spent. So whilst we appreciated the vision and the new sense of doing things, especially by the chair and the deputy chair of the commission, but for now they are not able to motivate exactly what are they going to do with the money. And hence, that's the view that was imagined, to say, can't we engage further and to understand what are you going to do with this money before we give you additional allocation? There's an outstanding report which you are supposed to come and give us on the CEO, because Chair, I think we must take a view. It must be unacceptable for the Commission to spend such an amount of money to part ways with the CEO. I mean, if there are no issues with the CEO, why couldn't they have taken him back? Unlike spending so much money to dismiss a CEO, and the fact that they have settled might be indicative of the fact that they might not be having a case. They didn't have a case. It's possible, I'm not saying it's the case, but it's possible that when you say, hey, let's settle, pay you 1.3 million, you are not having money, you are not having a case against that person. So there are still issues that we need to attend to here, Chair.
Okay.
And I think we must leave the statement as it is here. In fact, Chair, on table number 6,
it is there.
I think we must put a timeline here as to when must we get this report. And they indicated that they might engage with us before the end of this year. So maybe we might just put a date here by the before we rise, I don't know, what, the 24th or something like that.
Okay.
Can I request that maybe we structure this, that however the committee felt that the request for additional funds should be further substantiated. Can I request to put it in that?
Okay. Yeah, I don't think we'll die with that anymore.
To me, Chair, it's not about the issue of the increase of the fund.
Okay, sorry.
It's about that this committee did not answer a lot of questions. So we wanted more questions, maybe if we would just raise that, among other, before we consider the question of the new budget, we still need more answers. There were more questions, more than answers in this committee. We still need to see this committee to present to us a complete report, which, among others, can also look before we look into their budget. It's not necessary that we have just outright rejected the budget. We said, among others, we still need to see a comprehensive report from this committee to ensure that before we consider even the issue of the new budget, they must also substantiate the previous budget.
Okay. Well, I just get that the point that you are raising, Honorable Mbam. We can capture there anyway. Because they still have to appear before the committee before the end of the year. They agreed. And then, as Honorable Mapulana was saying, they apologize for lack of preparedness. But generally, they will appear before the committee before the end of the year. And then I think they can then, and then we can capture it further substantiated. I think it will be fine. We are trying to deal on that one. And then, I guess that our report says we must avoid abbreviation as much as we can. If there's an abbreviation, it's fine. But anyone who reads this report, funding for CRR, you're going to look everywhere. And you won't assist a person who's not a member of parliament. We know it ourselves, but some members of parliament who didn't know what you're talking about. Capture the fullest, and then we can then use the abbreviation after that. As a principal point also, just don't use Roman figures and use numerical figures again. If you are using Roman figures, it should be Roman figures at the end. If you are using ABCs, alphabet, you must mix it. And then there will be no mixing on some of the areas there. I think the figures will be there, we can use it. Okay.
The report with difficult to follow.
Yeah.
To understand. I don't go to summarize in a manner that people who were in the meeting people to understand. It's too much difficult.
Let us go to table 6 and find out what you want to do there. Suspension, I think they'll come in before the end of the year. Or you want to give them until next year. You what you want. Because I know that their program is a little bit tight until the 24th in fact. Because the 25th to 28th you wanted to go for an oversight somewhere in PE. But it seems they're the happiest one. No decision yet, but I think we'll try to do so. And then, Phil, what you wanted to propose is to put it on?
If the program allows, it can happen, because they said they will be ready. You can look at the program and
look at the program and see what is okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Monitoring and evaluation, page 18, what are the issues there? Department should report to the committee on a quarterly basis. Any problem with that? Project management unit. Department should present the plan to assist those municipalities. Okay, can we go for recommendations? Draft one?
I don't know whether what the minister promised for next year in terms of the following report. Because the minister said by next year, after 3 months after we open, can be able to provide a report. Where does it fit in that?
That is the one that you were citing in that meeting?
Yeah.
The PE one and
okay. All forensic. Because
all
remember the minister, he said he has asked all municipalities with forensic reports to provide those reports to him, to his office.
He should be in this.
And then
this column.
He said he can give us a report 3 months next year. Like after 3 months.
About March now.
Yeah,
that's
what you
said.
It's not something I said.
No, we know really. We wouldn't
no.
Make it difficult for you. It was a commitment by the minister.
Yeah.
And then I think we'll put it somewhere just to ensure that we don't lose it.
Yeah.
And I know that it's captured by the minutes
yeah.
of the committee. I think the PR, don't forget the PR is about reviewer. Also about what you want to do with the budget allocation. Since we are happy that the budget was allocated correctly, department and unqualified report, SALCA clean, these others had some problem here and there, but generally all of them, they perform extremely well in terms of the auditor general report. Performance areas, the department performs extremely well, 9 targets, all the targets were achieved. And then how many meetings are going to attend? You attend 20, you set up 20, not the impact of the minute and all that. It's in the department general in terms of their own strategic plans, I think they did well. And of course now the department they don't use the phrase turn around, but I think the department now is committed in back to basics, understanding. And then there's an area that they are going to capture in our report generally. Okay, let us go for draft recommendation draft. Yes, what?
Before Chair, on the draft recommendations, the reporting request, there was an issue that we raised around making sure that this issue of MISA is sorted out. The minister, I think, made a commitment that he will make sure that he attends to that. Because it has been raised repeatedly, Auditor General. It has been a recurring problem generally. So can't we request that that must also be a reportable issue by the department on the plan to make sure that MISA is properly constituted.
Okay. We can do that. I think the minister committed himself to do that. I think we must capture it somewhere as part of those areas that the minister must report back to the committee. Let's move to recommendations, proposed recommendations. Yes, ma'am.
Do we have a particular time frame for that?
It will be next year, really. Somewhere March next year.
Yeah.
Budget is always in February, or early March. And this year, I think it's over, really, for him to have to resolve the question of MISA. So the minister was saying that the minister now has become almost an independent body. And then said, no, they're going to bring it back to the department in terms of accountability and other functions. Okay. Any recommendation that colleagues you want to present, except the draft one? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I know. I think the point that we're saying that they would take the 7 points and then just put back, not read the entire strategy, that's the 7 points in terms of the report. And then somewhere we also raise this issue that ordinance qualities must stick to the very basic principles there that are put in. These are recommendations, the proposed recommendations. First, just to know that this process was started in order for members of parliament to have a chance to amend the budget. It seems you are not proposing anything to amend the budget. We are proposing areas where the department must really improve and work out on them. I don't think there's any resolution that you are putting in that is intending to amend the budget, even to change the programmatic allocation. Researcher, there's nothing in your minutes that says that you want to amend the budget. Okay, your computer is clear on that. Nyambos, anything that you wanted to put? There's a recommendation, except the one that I drafted here. Mda, any issue for recommendation? Makula?
Well, I nothing to change the budget, but something just to track the MIG performance, because it's a lot of money, which was not spent.
MIG,
yeah.
Oh.
There was a lot of money which was not spent on MIG. I think MIG and CWP. So. It don't be a recommendation really to change the budget, but just to encourage the department to consistently monitor the expenditure of MIG, probably on a quarterly basis, and come up with some remedial action to make sure that there is no under expenditure. We've spoken about some of the innovative things that the department can do.
On MIG, you want us to be specific on your recommendation? Okay.
Well, that's what I was proposing, but I don't know whether it will fit in with the intention to change the budget.
Not at all, because I think it's about efficiency and effectiveness of MIG.
Yeah.
You are not proposing the reallocation of resources that they shouldn't understand. They must ensure that these monies are utilized for the purposes intended. No, I don't think that's a problem. I think we can capture that as one recommendation.
Just to note that in last year's report, we had an exact similar recommendation that there must be a clear plan on how MIG is spent.
We should put it in, because now there's 7% allocation for maintenance. There will be no harm if we reassert it. Because we have not really discussed that about the MIG issue. In one of the meetings, I think we should have enough time for us to discuss the MIG issue. A presentation and a real discussion. I think we can capture that one as a part of recommendation. Okay. These are two proposed colleagues, and they are from the area 7.1 and 7.2. They are drafted in this way. Not many resolutions. Yeah, but I think you know your organization says that don't come 100 recommendations here. Yeah. Waste our time and reading something that is no one will ever even use anywhere in the world. No, I think we agree on this. Where's Melham? Is he happy? Did he submit any recommendation?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He submitted two recommendations. Two recommendations on financial performance. The first one was that the local government funding model, and in particular the equitable share allocation, should be reviewed. The second one was that the remuneration structures of government entities should be regulated to ensure alignment with public sector positions. And then on performance, he recommended that the performance indicators implemented by the department and its relevant entities should be measurable and have defined metrics against which performance can be objectively ascertained.
Okay, colleagues, any discussion? It's really summarizing the issue that we have discussed. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Chair, I think the issue of performance indicators was clarified, and I don't think we need to prescribe because the Auditor General has got prescripts on how they should develop performance indicators so that they can comply with the SMART principles, and the Auditor General was happy. I don't think it's a matter that we need to to prescribe on it, because already they are doing it that way. We will be seen as sort of suggesting that their performance indicators are not in compliance with the requirement of the Auditor General around how performance indicators are supposed to be phrased. So the first one, I think, Chair, is a point that as a committee, we've always been saying that it's a matter that needs to be looked at. The issue about funding models to local government and the equitable share allocation, I think it's a point that we've made before. So for me, I don't think it's an issue. Really, this one, we can go with it. But also, the question about around the remuneration levels, it's quite a broader issue. I know that the intention is to deal with the remuneration levels in SALGA, as it was raised by Kevin the last time. But when you talk about they should be regulated to ensure alignment with public sector positions, especially the remuneration structures of government entities. There are a lot of government entities, Jeff. There is Transnet, there is SAA, which is a parastatus. There are a lot of state-owned entities where the issue of remuneration is a problem. So I think it's much broader than our committee. And if we want to contribute towards that debate, I don't know whether we should put it in our BRR report or shouldn't it be engaged at another level, because it's much broader than dealing with SALGA. If we want to deal with SALGA, probably we can say no. That must also be looked into, the issue of remunerating of a chief executive for SALGA. But it will be a bit more misplaced, Chair, to put it in our report now, this one.
Okay.
But Chair, I think, you see, we need to find. I want to think about what was raised here and look into the meaning.
Can we consider some of the areas as part of observation?
Yeah.
We can put that as part of our observation, not as part of recommendation. It would be very difficult to do so. That would be very foolish of us to raise that thing that way. And it can cause more problems, ESCOM problem right now, post office and other areas, stresses because of this. And then I think we can put in as part of our observation.
Observation,
rather than as a recommendation, put it as an observation. And it would remain in the report until this matter broadly has been addressed. So some of the issues in SAA, ESCOM, Transnet, there are many entities of government, not just only the one that I count here, that you have to review some of their areas. I think we can put it under the observation.
You see, Chair, I understand this issue is brought, but the Honourable Member was just raising an issue of a being of a CEO in a CRM.
Yeah.
No,
in fact.
That one is suspended.
No, but I'm linking this kind of topic. Okay. What we mean, you have a financially unstable institution within the context of the corporate of this department. It can't sustain itself. The regulation, I think, the limitation with what Kevin has done, broaden the issue. Now, the entities we're talking about are entities that relate to our department that really are financially unstable, but they continue to pay huge salaries, as he was saying. Therefore, I'm saying maybe we should be discussing that in the long run, how do boards manage those things.
Yeah.
Maybe come up with a framework, a department, to guide this kind of development, because it should also relate to the impact an entity is making to the development of a department and to the objectives that we want to achieve. Really, I am sure, even when we enter to a discussion in the future, that there's something that informs this decline in funding of FALCA. Maybe the mandate of FALCA, as it was established, government is realizing that we do not need FALCA anymore. It's that is another discussion. Therefore, I'm saying, we cannot just throw this away, but let us reduce it to our department, that we should look into remuneration of our entities.
Yeah, because government entities is broad. You are talking about the entire government. Talking about the department is specific for a department.
Yeah.
And then there is a point that you are raising.
Yes.
And then,
it can't even be put under our observation, because it's going to complicate this report. Because the moment you put it under your observation, it means we must change even the budget. So to me, those issues, most of them are even captured in this report, in one way or other. Because that's what we have been dealing with for now. We are still going to be engaging on such issues. So let's only add the MIG performance issue there, Chair, and then we adopt the report.
You don't think that we can put the remuneration one? And that the department should consider this thing, because we're talking about entities within the department, not necessarily on government as a whole. Government would be a different issue at all. But I think there's MISA, there's CR, there's this one, SALCA issue. But SALCA is independent at the same time, truly speaking. And that's why the department is going to take away the funding from SALCA. I think we can find a way of trying to capture it. And then if the essence is acceptable, generally at the principal level, that the department should consider it working out this remuneration. But there are only three entities anyway, generally. There are not even many. Is that if you put government, you are talking about all entities of government. You cut across all government departments, doesn't assist. It would be a problematic thing to do. Because we should have considered all other committees meeting with them. I don't think we should do so. But I think we want to limit it to the department. But how many entities in a department is there are four? Yes?
The others are not even entities of government, of the department. like for instance the CRL, CRL
Commission. It's chapter 9.
It's a chapter 9 institution. So it reports directly to Parliament through our committee. So if we want it to be regulated, we can't ask the department. We ourselves have to deal with that situation. Basically, there are no entities except there is MISA, which is internal. There is a traditional, what is House of Traditional Leaders, which reports to the department. So the only entity really we're talking about is MISA. And MISA hasn't really been properly constituted. The issue of SALGA, this might be an academic exercise going forward, because once the allocation has been reduced and is no longer there, SALGA doesn't have an obligation to come in, because we are not allocating funding to it. So it will report to the member municipalities, because it is an independent. But what makes the issue of SALGA to be much more problematic is because SALGA is an entity created by legislation. So all the entities that are established by legislation, there is a sort of a concomitant responsibility to make sure that they function. We must allocate resources. So that's why that issue still has to go and discuss. The principle of making sure that the salaries don't run away, I think that one we support. But how do we handle it going forward is an issue. Shouldn't we make an observation and further commit ourselves to engage with the relevant structure so that it doesn't create a problem? Because I think what we have picked up is that there's almost a 100% difference between the salary of a CEO and the next reporting level is 3 million and about 1 point something, so, which also there is some inequity there that needs to be dealt with. So Jay, maybe let's make it as an observation in the report, in the body of the report, and say that we have made this observation and we would want to engage on it.
No, I think that will cover. But I think a performance recommendation, there will be no harm really if we reduce it just to SMART principles only. Don't go bigger than that. And then the point that we are raising, that the performance indicators implemented by the department should be based on the SMART principles, leave it there. And then we can talk about it yourself. I think that will be fine. Because I think that's the point really, that you can't measure something that there's no measurable metrics on it. And the SMART principles were meant for that purpose, generally. I think that's what we should do. Okay? Sorry. Okay. Comrade. Our visitors come when we are about to adopt the report and move on. The session, I think then, once we have captured them ourselves, during the course of the day today, we just sit down again and look at it before we put it down. And there are three recommendations generally we are putting forward. One recommendation, you are almost reinstating the MIG one. One recommendation is the one that here, that is funding model of the one is the performance and SMART principles one. And then that's what we are going to be capturing as our three recommendations. And once we do that, then we'll be able to work it out accordingly. Research, I think we have covered that one. Okay. Any other recommendation, colleagues, you want to present? Baba Carlo, you are fine?
We have done
You don't want us to talk about the boundaries in Matatiana as a recommendation?
Now, if we are able to do so, we can talk about the district municipalities, because I don't see any need of your district municipalities.
Okay.
We have to sit down with the minister to consider, you know, the elimination of your different municipalities.
We are going to, in the next meeting, we are going to put that item on the agenda. And then I thought that the minister was saying that we need them. It seems to say you don't need them. You need only primary one. Okay, now we'll have a discussion on that. And let us go. Then there are references. Police, you look at the references. And then I think we must acknowledge the 18 instances of appreciation that acknowledge. And all the people were there, the staff, the department, members, everyone there. And then just acknowledge their contribution, yeah. References, point, colleagues, are you fine with them? Okay. Can I move then? Anyone want to move for adoption of the report? Honorable Mtetwa? Seconded by Honorable Mbanga.
No,
but I'm saying that you are not.
No, I did not raise my
hand. Are you opposed to the adoption of the report?
No. Chair, you don't let me, because I wanted to say after we finalize.
Okay.
As a party, we have a position that our caucus reserves the right to endorse reports or not to endorse. As a party.
Okay.
Now, we have participated in this process, we make a presentation, we might see other things, and then that, in the House, we reserve the right to have a declaration on something we agree or not agree with in as far as the report.
But there's no harm to say we second the report of the committee. Your right will never be undermined forever. The right for declaration is a ruled right. No one will take it away from you. Honorable Mtetwa moves for acceptance. Honorable Mbanga second.
No. I have not raised my hand. I'm not seconding anything. I'm just watching the process now. We reserve the right as a caucus to have a decision whether to accept or not to accept. I'm not going to second anything.
The point that I'm raising, that as a member of the committee, you don't have an issue against in the report.
Chairperson, I'm just quiet now.
Yeah.
Somebody else, I'm not seconding anything. I'm not seconding anything.
Is that a caucus position?
That's how we do things.
Okay. Honorable Ndau, second. Then the report of the committee corresponds, that is BRRR report. Is adopted. Moved and seconded, and is duly adopted. Babu Kalo, you are here with the report now? You have to be alternate member, General. Mbanga, you are here with the report?
I'm saying nothing.
I'm saying that you will have interest in the society in the Western Cape, generally speaking. The ANC has interest of the entire society. And then the Western Cape and all other provinces, it is our interest as a governing party to ensure that we build a prosperous society. You know very well that yourself, that the end result of our strive is to build a non-racial, non-sexist, a prosperous and a democratic society. Therefore, this thing you want to do it everywhere. That's why then the ANC is always very kind to allow everyone to participate in a democratic process. Even if sometimes you irritate us, but we defend your right to speak and to do whatever you want to do. to accept a report or not to accept a report. The ANC is very kind in that. But it's very important that we do that in Mbao, because the country is too important than any party. Our interest is to ensure that the society as a whole is transformed. This report are meant for that.
I hope in the Powers and Privilege Committee will understand also that it will be fair to everybody for the interest of the country.
In fact, in the Powers and Privileges, for the first time I've not seen myself so kind. Extremely kind. Every point is worth considered. In fact, I'm going to that meeting now. And we are extremely kind. Yeah. Don't forget that Parliament will outlive all of us. As long as there's democracy, there's Parliament for the next 1,000 years. Therefore, what we do today, it should not disturb us for going forward, ensuring that we democratize our country. And also, we discipline members of Parliament. You are disciplined. I was very happy to your chief with presentation anyway. Completely put the case very strong. Then you are very happy now. A lottery to find it difficult to say anything in the committee now. I can. The chief whip has decided. You are very happy about that. But the point anyway, this is not for record anyway.
But no colleagues, I think that we are going to meet next week. We are dealing with the